Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's see, we're going to take a couple more phone calls here, 833-288-0973, since the lines are still cooking. Then we'll hear from Eric Hosmer before the top of the hour.
Yeah, if you've done more than one pull-up, call in.
Right.
Because that would already
or
be.
Or don't. I'm not saying that you need to best my personal athletic accomplishment. I'm just telling you what I was excited and proud about. Best athletic achievement. Your mileage may vary.
I laugh. I couldn't do one pull-up today. There's no chance.
No chance.
Zero chance. Did you do them under or over?
I did over, like hands facing outward and pulled up. And
Paulie, could you do a pull-up right now?
Maybe one. Maybe.
I was fully Probably expecting, not. Like every other pull-up attempt in my life, so would just end well short of my chin above the bar. And when I was up there, it was like, oh, my God, I'm high.
There's a guy. Save that. Save him saying, my God, I'm high. There was a guy at 24 where I used to work out, Benny. He would do the thing where he would go up, do rip off like 10, 12 pull-ups, then go behind his neck. You know? I mean, he's doing one arm. I'm like, this. I hate you. He has strength.
I like those Marines and how they train. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Not a good athlete. I'm really not. Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. We'll get to the Eric Hosmer, more of your phone calls right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Thought someone was being murdered at her home, because that's what it sounded
it's
like.
Still COVID. We're still, a lot of us working at home. We're lucky to be here.
We are.
In the Intercom Empire Studios. A couple more phone calls, 833-288-0973. Let's go down to Chula Vista. Caesar, you're up with Ben and Woods. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How you doing? I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
This is my Al Bundy / Uncle Rico story. I'm a bigger guy, and in high school, I come up against this guy named Anthony Gwynn Jr. I hit a rocket off of him.
He was pitching. Goes,
everybody's head. Yeah, he was pitching for Poway, actually. And so I hit a rocket over everybody's head. It would have been an inside the park home run for anybody else, but it was my first and only triple in high school.
Alpha TG Junior, I love it. Very good story.
Yeah,
we'll make sure that our afternoon host gets a copy of this phone call later. See if he remembers.
I don't know how
that
much,
moment when he gave up the triple.
I don't know how much he actually pitched, but when you make the big leagues, decent chance you pitched at some point in your career.
That's true.
They're
all
always
the best
that guy.
Athletes yeah, like, have some pitch. Time on the mound.
100%. Because they could throw harder than everybody else.
Ron is in Del Cerro. Ron, you're next up with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
First off, Woodsy, that was the best Dan Cilio impression I've ever heard.
I don't know what you mean.
Just generic impression by Woods.
Who was that guy, anyway?
Hey, by the way, Ron.
Story is,
I was just going to say, by the way, ahead. Ron from Del Cerro is the biggest porno name I've ever heard in my whole life. Just FYI. Hi, I'm Ron from Del Cerro. You shoot adult films. There's no question about it.
You should see my mustache.
Go ahead, bud.
Hey, so I grew up at Stardust Country Club, home of one Phil Mickelson.
Ooh.
And my claim to fame is my dad and I kicked his dad and his ass in the father-son tournament.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. Yeah. Now that.
That might be the best one so
that's
far.
That's how
right?
you do it.
That is perfect, Ron. Now, Stardust Woods.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Now, Riverwalk. Same course.
Oh, okay. Same course.
Made some changes over the years. Where Phil grew up playing.
We love that course. Play it a lot.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Will you? Bastard.
I believe Phil grew up in the Del Cerro neighborhood as well. So
amazing.
Ron goes way back with the Mickelson clan. You want to get a couple more in here?
Dude, I'm having fun with this. All this right, is so really funny to me.
Christian, welcome to Ben and Woods. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air, Christian.
Hey, my biggest accomplishment is I was a sophomore on varsity going against Eastlake, and they had this great running back who moved on to Oklahoma named Tony Jefferson, and he hit me so hard that I got up and didn't realize if I wanted to play football anymore, but I tripped him, so I got that tackle.
He got the tackle because he got run over and tripped him. That is amazing. Hey, I like how he did
more of a speed bump than a tackler. But
I like how he didn't sell it as like, oh, I de-cleated Richard Jefferson. What's his name?
Tony Jefferson. Tony Jefferson. I remember that. Yeah. Good player. Good back.
That is really, really funny.
And let's go. Easy money. Easy. Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to use your platform to share my biggest accomplishment. I was a senior in high school, 2010. We won CIF for Orange Glen High School up in Escondido.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing because our school is soccer heavy, and in 2006, they won the first CIF championship. I was just a freshman, and our team committed to, like, that our senior year we would win it all as well, and it's been the last one since, but it doesn't matter, you know. That was pretty much. I just wanted to give a shout out to Orange Glen.
There you go.
Patriots of
Orange Glen.
Played baseball there many times. Yeah. Love that little field.
It's way out there in Escondido.
Yeah,
it's a height. I appreciate everyone who called in,
bro. That segment killed me.
That was really fun.
We got such gold from it.
All right, well, now let's talk about people with real athletic achievements.
Here I am.
Like Eric Hosmer was talking yesterday after the workout with the Padres, and actually,
where's Eric Hosmer from again?
Miami.
Actually, pretty extensive conversation while wearing his black. It was a black tank top. Yeah,
the tank top on a man has just got to go. It's just got to go. Eric Hosmer or not.
I mean,
it's just got to go.
I think here it does. It works in Miami, though, right?
I don't know.
That's very common. A common look down there.
The dress and the style in Miami has to go, then. Because the tank top on a man, it's not for me.
All right. I caught some of this as well. I thought it was worth playing some of it. One of the most, I thought, interesting questions he got early was talking about, remember, he won a World Series with the Royals. And then signed as a free agent for the Padres, and everyone was said, okay, he's going to bring that experience. And he was asked, okay, you went through it. Royals were young, building, got to the playoffs, actually got to the World Series and lost, then came back the next year, won it all. Do you see similarities now between what they did and what the Padres are now doing? Here's what Eric Hosmer had to say.
There's a lot of similarities in it. You know, in Kansas City, we lost the World Series, came back the next year, made it to the World Series. Here with San Diego, we lost to the World Series champions, and there's no secret that's the team we got to beat to get to where we want to be. So, you know, like we said, the fun thing now is, you know, after the last loss in Texas last year against the Dodgers, we all kind of looked around, and the beauty of it now is I don't have to explain to everybody what it feels like. Everybody felt that pain. Everybody knew what it was like to be on that stage, to play in postseason baseball. And at the same time, we realized how close we were to our goal at the end of the year was to win a world championship. So the beauty of it now is, you know, I don't got to talk about it. Everybody knows what that feeling's like. Everybody's done what they need to do in the offseason to be in shape, to be ready to go once spring training comes. And, you know, now we just got to go out, take care of business, and, you know, just take care of step one, which is getting through the regular season and getting back to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I thought it interesting that he said, hey, you know what? Now everyone's felt it. You know, not that you don't need me anymore, but you know, what the role that Eric Hosmer was asked to play 3 years ago when he showed up is different now. Now he needs to produce and, you know, be a productive member of the lineup.
A cog in the wheel.
Yeah,
then.
I mean, still a leader for sure, yeah. But he says, hey, we now all know that feeling. You should be self-motivated at this point. You don't need me to explain to you what a playoff chase is like, a pennant chase, a playoff series. You've lived it. You know the disappointment of losing. You don't want to feel that again. We should all have that feeling now that we're coming back after that last season. Something else that was brought up was the fact that, the last couple of years, last year, the Padres started, the words, what, potential, promise were used. Not this year. No one is overlooking the Padres at all in 2020.
Yeah.
2021 now. So it's asked about the mentality of, hey, are you confident? Overconfident? What's kind of the thought process?
Well, compared to the Royals again, yeah. You know, they had the mentality that they were going to show up and they were going to win, and not just win, they were going to dominate you. And he was kind of asked, does he feel that same type of feeling with this team?
There definitely is. Just kind of like what we just talked about. Just the older guys, myself, Manny, all these guys. We don't have to explain to the whole team what it's like anymore. We all know what it's like. We've all been there. We've all got our hearts broken last year, and everyone you can tell is ready to go. Everybody's eager for this to start. There's very few times a player can honestly say they feel like they have a team that can win a world championship, and I think it's pretty obvious this team is capable of doing that. Now we just got to reach our potential.
It's pretty obvious this team is capable of winning a world championship. I like that.
I do too.
I mean, if he's right, I don't think that's not arrogance. I mean, every team has to earn it, but not every team is capable of it. You can have all the desire and put in all the work and focus for 6 months, and you still have 500 teams because you just don't have enough talent. But they do. Now, other things have to go right. You got to get a little lucky. You got to, things, breaks go your way. Put in the effort, the work, the focus. But they at least have the pieces together. There's no one's going to be stunned. If the Padres win the World Series, they're not going to say, well, no one thought this team had what it took.
Yep.
They're going to say, okay, they did it the best of everyone this year. But they absolutely have what it takes.
Yeah, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's now time to not talk about it and be about it. And that's, they've got the pieces, my friend. And got to be special for Eric Hosmer, you know, who got here a few years ago and it wasn't that way. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, again, these guys like Eric Hosmer, Will Myers, they don't really have to be the guy anymore. And I think there's a comfortability in that. And I think there's a way you can kind of settle in and you're part of something bigger than you. And you don't, it does, it's got to take pressure off all of those guys in the lineup, right? Knowing, man, the guy behind me is kind of a G too. Like, this is just a good, solid team. And that's fun, man. When you're rolling like that, there's nothing like it.
Ben Woods, hearing from Eric Hosmer, talking to the media yesterday at the Peoria Sports Complex. Did you know, Woods, that it has been 17 months since the Padres and most other teams in baseball have played in front of any significant number of fans? I think there were a few friends and family at the playoff series last year against the Dodgers in Texas, but it was very limited. Sunday, the first game in Peoria, they'll have a little under 2,000. They're actually will play in front of fans for the first time in 17 months. And Hosmer was asked how excited get that opportunity to do so again.
The fans make this game. You know, the fans, it's 162 games throughout the course of the year. And there's times where you certainly feel sluggish. And, you know, you walk outside and, you see all the people in the stands. You feel the energy and it immediately uplifts you. And, you just feel that intensity and you feel that energy burst. And it kind of gets you back on track. So it'll be nice to get to play in front of a crowd again, and so much excitement in San Diego last year on how the team was playing and what we were doing on the field. So we know the fans are excited to get out there and watch us, and we're just as excited to get out there and play in front of these fans. You know, that was something that was talked about a lot last year, was how electric Petco Park would be when or if there was fans last year during the course of the Slam Diego run, the winning streaks, and the playoff bursts and all that stuff. So I think if there's any team that's excited to see some fans, it's definitely us.
You know, Woods, I know there's people out there who think, well, of course he says that. You know, you want to build up the fans, and that's part of it. What he is saying is 100% true. And I think we can both testify to that. You know, it's been a long time since we've done a show in front of people, like a remote live show.
No, they're so fun,
there's a different
man.
Feeling. Yep. When, I mean, there's challenges, obviously. There's pressure, you know, people in front of you. But the energy level of doing something in front of an audience,
bro, when we were
is
at
way
the,
higher.
Winter meetings, and we had like 20 people
hanging out,
5:30 in the morning, just hanging out in front of our table.
For me, it was opening day. That one year, we got to broadcast down from opening day, and then people started rolling into the Bootlegger, and we started the Irish Car Bombs, and it's just an electric, electric atmosphere.
Now you know what?
And we're just radio hosts. Imagine if you're a player.
Yeah, you know, and if you're a pro, like hopefully we are. You know, you can imagine. Obviously, we know there's a lot of people. There's way more people out there listening than ever in front of us. Same as in baseball. There's more people watching on television than there are actually in the stands at the ballpark. So even if there's no one there, you should know. All right, I got a big audience right now that's watching me. But if you don't see them, it's very different. It's very different. I've said before, I get nervous talking in front of a classroom of 25 people, like kids. That's tougher for me than doing a radio show for everyone out there in San Diego, because I can't see you. So the energy level is absolutely different with fans.
It's not the first time we've heard the players mention it, man. When we had Manny Machado on our Christmas extravaganza, it's all he could talk about. I mean, that's all those guys could talk about last year in the dugout amongst themselves is like, yeah, this is great, but it also sucks because our fans aren't here to watch. We felt it too. Jesse Agler's talked about it ad nauseum. Mark Grant's talked about it ad nauseum. Everybody wants to play in front of fans, especially when you have this product on the field.
It sucks that we'll never know. I mean, look, there. Whenever fans, especially closer to full capacity, whenever fans are allowed, it's going to be absolutely electric and unlike anything we've seen in a long time. But can you even imagine the eruption on that fourth Grand Slam?
I can't, man. And RIP to my liver. You know, when it does come back,
yeah, no
fans in the stands.
I Hosmer's reaction
wife,
alone
like, you got a
was
lot of designated driving.
100%
the excitement when he hit that one. I mean, you saw. I'd never seen him more excited.
No,
never with his arms.
The arms are so great. Put me in a diaper too.
So great.
Put me in a diaper.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance? Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote. Find out how much you could save. Find competitive rates on auto insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance today. Talking today for the Padres, which means sound will have tomorrow. Jake Cronenworth is doing a Zoom. That's kind of interesting because the reports on Ha-Sung Kim have been really good. Defensively, say the guy hasn't played much second base in Korea, looks really good and smooth out there already. If he hits, they're going to have to find a place for him in the lineup. They're already saying that. Yu Darvish is going to do another Zoom today as well. Obviously, that'll have the translator. But if he says anything noteworthy, relevant, we'll play it for you tomorrow, obviously, on Ben and Woods. Coming up next, though, our Tier 1 tour. We're going day by day, counting down to opening day, going through each team in Major League Baseball. Today's focus?
The Bronx.
The New York Yankees. Team that Woods used to be very close to. I will see what he has to say about a team of people think could be pretty dang good in 2021. That's next. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.